The Cardassian Podcast.
The Cardassian Podcast.
The Cardassian Podcast. Listen if you want to.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Cardassian Podcast.
Yes, a very happy new year times two.
Absolutely.
That makes no sense.
Meaning like it's happy new year for February.
Well, it's happy because they're listening to the Cardassian Podcast.
And yeah.
Yeah, we can look at it that way.
It's never too late to say happy. Like, when's the cutoff for saying happy new year?
It's episode 93.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Happy new year to episode 93.
Yes.
Happy
if I ruined the flow. It's just we usually say the number and we didn't. So that I did.
Happy episode 93.
Yeah, we did that. Mm-hmm. So I also want to say, thank you all for your support. You all have been absolutely amazing.
Yeah, thank you. We're like, as of this podcast, as of recording it, we're like at 40% already.
Let's tell them what we're talking about.
Discussing?
We're talking about.
Well, you're the one that started it by saying.
Yeah, and I was saying thank you so much for your support. And then you just said, 40%. I'm like, you going to say what it is? Okay, I'll do that. We're currently, SimGM, the company that we, are under, it's currently running a fundraiser and it's probably still going as of right now. And you can, if you could still please support so that we can keep this puppy, this dog show on the road. That would be amazing.
It's Pony Show, isn't it?
And we just want to say thank you so much, don't we, Courtney?
Absolutely.
And
if you want to support us, you should go to www.gofundme.com/f/simgm.
Yes. To all of our, to anybody who's donated and to anybody who's been watching our videos or anything, thank you so much. And I was saying Courtney because she didn't say anything yet. Come. About you.
Yeah, I had to make sure to.
You're just staring at me. I was like, right, Courtney?
I had to look up the website.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
I was
trying to look it
up too.
Yeah, it should have been in the notes, but it's okay.
It'll be in the notes if you guys are on platforms.
Yeah, so
right. I'm talking about the producers.
Please go to the site and help support us if you want to keep seeing
if you literally want more video or to help fund more videos.
Right, if you want us to keep going and doing what
we're
doing.
I don't know if we're selling this right, but help us.
Yeah. Okay.
Sound like you're kidnapped.
Yes. Well, thank you, everybody, for who has been helping us and who's just, sharing our content and everything.
Who's been sharing our content.
And crediting. That's very important.
Don't think that just because if you aren't able to give money that you aren't in any way helping, you 100,000% are.
Yeah, and even if,
like, by sharing our videos, put us on TikTok.
Because little things create big opportunities. Anyway, so do that. Anyway, so we also have a little suggestion here about our new segment for segment three about the scores.
Yeah, from the lovely Cardassian statisticals.
Now, will we do it? I don't know yet.
We left it pretty open-ended and undecisive.
We literally, we did not know what to do.
Yeah.
So I'm going to read this. It says, it looks like how to score the Who's the Smartest Riddles edition is still up in the air. Oh my God, that's what we just said. I would like to suggest the following scoring system below. 2 points for giving a correct answer, 1 point for giving an incorrect answer but changing to a correct answer, 0.5 points for giving a correct answer but changing to an incorrect answer. Oh my God, what?
Wow, so you still get points
for
being
wrong. Do you
know
how little we would get because we do that all the time?
Yeah,
have a correct. Well, at least you could get something where you had a correct answer, but then you changed
it
to the wrong
thing. Yeah,
it's
like you had it, but you messed up.
Yeah, we do that a lot.
So
0 points for giving an incorrect answer.
So yeah, we'll consider putting that into how we run segment three.
I'm fine with that if they're the ones who's gonna tally it because we're not good at math.
Yeah. Somebody else do the math. Well, that would be statisticals.
If you want, like, it's not a competition, like, try to pin us against each other that.
I won the last time, but I'm fine with it.
So it's not a competition. You're right, Chloe.
It's not.
It's definitely
There is no competition.
Just because Courtney said that.
There is no competition.
It's a big competition.
If there was a competition, there would be no competition. You know what I mean? But
to keep it simple, whoever comes up with the correct answer first will be the one to get 2 points.
All right. Well, we'll give it a go. Because some of those riddles, honey, are a little crazy.
Yeah.
And like sometimes they're very creative. Sometimes they're very creative, and sometimes they're, I don't know what you call them.
Sometimes they're very obvious.
Yeah.
And we're or you think they're obvious and then they're not, like, at all.
Yeah, like we gave better answers, I think, sometimes. Same with the words.
Yeah. So we're gonna keep giving the riddles a try and seeing how they go this year, and also just let us know if you're digging it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You left your questions and comments for us at simgmproductions.com/podcast, and now we're responding.
Great.
First one comes from Little Snowflake. Alrighty. Hello, Little Snowflake. Welcome to the
podcast. A little watermelon snowflake.
Love it.
That's a good stripper name.
Okay.
It is.
Well,
welcome to the stage, Little Snowflake.
You want to platinum that? Whatever, you know, welcome to the stage, a Little Snowflake.
You want to trademark that, Courtney?
Kind of.
That'd be a good name for you.
Too bad, because it's theirs. Hello to the most watermelon sister, Courtney. Speaking of Courtney, I wanted to say thank you for changing my life for the better with your new limited edition No 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 box. Ever since I bought it, I'm feeling way more confident and channeling my inner Courtney. Oh, what is that like?
That's awesome.
That must be dark and lonely.
Yeah, it must be dark and boring.
You have to buy the box to experience it.
I don't want to.
Whenever a stupid bitch wants to try me, I firmly grasp the no, no, no box, and it gives me the strength to stand my ground and say no. Best $1 billion spent in my whole life.
Oh my God, Courtney.
I have a friend.
It changed their life.
I have a friend in Simstralia, and I'm planning to get her a no, no, no box for her birthday. I'm sure she'll appreciate, especially after her 9th degree burns after using the new Glow, Glow, Glow scrunchie. Thanks a lot. I appreciate the accurate no.
Yeah, they're not.
I hope I did it justice.
Yeah.
Courtney, is that how you market in Simstralia?
Yes, that's the Simstralia brand.
You want to make sure that you blend in with the different
cities. I want to respect all cultures.
Wow. And
the cells have been doing very well.
Maybe I need to do something like, maybe we need to do something like that with Booty Booty Pop Juice, but I don't know how we would.
Yeah, is there a different way to say booty?
Nay.
Booty.
Nay. But that's brilliant. And it sounds like there were burns from a Glow 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 scrunchie. No surprise.
No, well, you would think you'd be safe using a scrunchie.
No, see, that's metaphorical. Have you ever heard of like getting the 9th degree? She gave me the 9th degree.
I don't think it's the same.
That's, no, it's supposed to be.
I think this is like literal burns.
No, it's supposed to be like, oh, I can't believe she, like when you give somebody like the warm shoulder, that's the 9th degree.
First, whatever. Listen, I think that it's, okay, for me it's not that much, but $1 billion for a box.
Only the best of the best purchased these
boxes.
Did
you only sell like one? Is that how limited it was?
I've sold several.
Oh,
my
goodness.
There's only so many billionaires in the world, so I know one of them had to go.
Yeah, I put out a limited edition.
I know one of them had to go to Oprah Winfrey.
There were a lot of pre-orders. So.
Yeah. Bilson Gates, they have one.
I don't disclose my customer.
Oh, yes, yes.
Okay, so it's definitely
because this is a podcast where we don't talk about customers ever, right?
We talk about my happy customers.
That sounded sarcastic.
That's because it... Anyway, all right. Well, I guess that was just them saying, hey, thanks for the box.
You're very welcome, and thank you.
And also, don't use the Glow 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 scrunchie in your hair.
No, period, right there. Oh, in your... No, you almost had me there.
What?
All you had to do was stop and say, don't use the Go Go Girl scrunchie.
No, we should edit it. Don't use it in your hair.
Where else is it supposed to go, Kim?
Around your wrist. It could go around your ankle. You could use it to tie up maybe some bread you have, some loaves of bread. If you don't Why? Have like the tie around.
What the hell?
So what? Someone's cooking in the kitchen. It's like, oh, where are we going to put this bread? Oh, I know. Let me just take this off my head real quick.
It shouldn't
and wrap
be
it
in
around.
Your hair. It shouldn't be in your hair.
Okay. Well, how do you advertise it? Like, what is it just a scrunchie? Like, what?
It sounds like a bracelet or an anklet. If it's not supposed to go in your hair, don't call it a scrunchie.
Or on your body, maybe. Yeah.
Well, no, it could absolutely go on your wrist. It could go around your ankle. Hope you get a color that you can enjoy for at least 5 months.
Why is that?
It does lock on.
Oh, my God. Kem, I think that you created that scrunchie to, like this is like permanent, like advertising, like it binds to them and it's just like, where did you get it? It's like, oh, it's Glow Glow Glow. Well, can I see it? No.
Well, it's, you know, it's free advertising at that point.
A lifetime purchase.
Anyway,
yeah, just keep it out of water, keep it out of your hair.
Shout out to Simstralia.
So how are we supposed to bathe?
You put a bag. It's just like when you have like a cast on, you have to put a bag over, you know, maybe some saran wrap.
That is ridiculous. And we're going to edit it so that we're just going to be like, don't use the glow, glow, glow scrunchie, period. That's all you had to say.
All I'm saying is don't put it in your hair. Well, why is that so wrong to say to not put a scrunchie in your hair?
You know what?
Not I bet every scrunchie is for your hair.
I bet picking up that scrunchie is like picking up like a hot, like hot pocket. And it's just like super hot as you're picking it up. Like, ow, ow.
Yeah, hot pocket after it comes out of the microwave. We got
no, out of the freezer, Courtney.
We keep all our scrunchies at room temperature. And we suggest you stay in room temperature. Like if you're thinking, oh, let's go to the beach, that's perfectly fine. Just stay out of the water.
Love it. Absolutely love it. Anyway, we're going to move on.
Yeah. Thank you, little snowflake, for the support.
Thank you, you little watermelon.
And congrats on the branding for the Simstralia box, Courtney.
Thank you.
Okay, next one is from Kim Must Go Down. I love that name, truly.
What is that
honestly
supposed to mean?
Hello to the watermelon sisters, Chloe and Courtney. I didn't forget Kim. My friends and I had a sleepover around 6 months ago where we all bought one product from No No No, Booty Booty Pop Juice, and Glow Glow Glow, even though I told them not to. The No 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 and Booty Booty Pop Juice products came within 2 weeks of ordering, but the Glow 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 product took 6 months to arrive.
Mm-hmm.
Was it a pre-order, Kim?
We make our products to order. It depends on what they ordered.
So you make a product by order.
Yeah.
What are you, you're not a small business making things by order. You have a factory.
Yeah, they are made to order. You order and then we make them.
Okay, I'm going to move on.
It depends on the product.
You ship things late. Maybe you shouldn't ship at all. We had a second sleepover where we tried each product. The No 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 Mansion Extreme with the hot tub add-on worked amazingly.
Damn right.
Courtney, what? The Booty Booty Pop Juice Peach Watermelon Milkshake tasted great. I love it. It's one of my favorites.
Peach and watermelon?
I love it. But when it was time to try the Glow 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 BBL Giver is where everything went wrong. We read all 20,493 instructions in the four books that it came with. We used
books. Oh my
God. Is that shocking? Oh, I didn't know that was shocking.
That's down from five.
We used the magnifying glass, but my friend still ended up turning into a baby Glowzilla. What the f-? That's my own commentary. Me and my friend luckily ran out before it could attack us, and we searched the whole internet for a cure. Honey, we're still looking. We found out that the Booty Booty Pop Juice Monster Cure is what would fix her, and the No 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 Quarantine Box would keep us safe. After a week, we were finally able to cure her. Chloe and Courtney, you both saved all of our lives, and Kim, I will take you down, I promise.
Well, I'm glad they were able to save their friend.
Yeah, I didn't know that Booty Booty Pop Juice was working on a new monster cure. Like, they're on top of it. I think they listen to the podcast.
I think our products are helping to combat Kim's dumb problem.
Oh, yeah, that's always been a thing, but the Glowzilla has been
to combat or cure. That what? Is what the Glow 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 BBL giver does.
Okay, what does BBL stand for you? Biohazard?
No, big baby lizard.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
You know, we didn't want to spell out. We just put BBL because that's shorter to say. And that would be too long to fit on a product box.
You know good and well that BBL stands for Brazilian...
Big baby lizard.
Brazilian butt lift. No. Big,
you sent... False advertising.
No, all we did, it says it. Oh my God.
Kim, with your ass, everybody would associate it with a BBL, okay?
With a big baby lizard? I would hope so because that's what this did. I saw so many people talking about this imaginary lizard thing. So I'm like, you know what? Let's bring the sciences and beauty together and let's actually do something that could be like, you know, something the whole family could get into.
First of all, science is already in makeup, dumbass. It's chemistry. Second of all, we don't need your input in the beauty
science
industry
hasn't
anymore.
Come together like this.
Why did science have to create?
Well, when you're right, you're right.
Lizard.
Haven't you ever like gone to like a science class or like a biology class where they have like a pet hamster?
So what?
Or they,
oh my God.
They dissect cats
stop,
and frogs.
Stop. Stop. So you are basically admitting to being a biohazard.
How is this a biohazard?
You're creating bioweapons.
God. It's literally creating life. And then you get to experience what that's like both sides. From
so was
being
Jurassic
one,
Sim Park, and that didn't work out.
From being one,
yeah, that didn't work out.
To observing one,
are they going to turn back? Were you okay? Well, yes, they obviously found something to fix it. Thank God. But you, was there ever going to be like a time where they switched back? Was there ever going to be a thing? Like, did you have anything for them if they didn't want to be that anymore?
Was it a temporary baby lizard?
You can definitely observe.
What the f***?
You are terrible. You are terrible.
Because I'm trying to educate people? Oh my God, really? Really right now?
Oh, cry it up, you bioweapon.
I don't understand.
Chemist.
You're good at playing the victim.
All you guys do, like, we're really...
She wasn't even crying. There were no tears coming down.
I thought the new year was going to start with less bullying, but here we are. Here we are.
Well, maybe if you stopped turning people into Glowzillas, maybe there'd be less bullying, Kim.
Yeah, you make me sick.
Get out of my sight after we finish this podcast and after the 100th.
Yeah,
make some money. You know what? Just stay there. But you make me sick. You make me sick.
All right, before we go to the third question or comment, this episode is sponsored by ShopSimJam.com, where you can become a member and get early access to the podcast episodes, videos, merch discounts, and more. You could do either
for $3 a month or $5 a month.
Yeah, you could select a tier.
Love it. All right. So moving on to Eternal Witch 28. Love it. Hello to my favorite queen, Chloe. Oh, I knew I loved her. Hello to my favorite queen, Chloe, and second favorite, Courtney. You get nothing, Kim. Everybody's just like,
I think they were just
doing,
quoting.
Giving us all the love and then just be like, F
I
you.
Just think they were quoting Willy Wonka.
Okay.
What?
My sister recently...
You get nothing. Good day, sir.
Oh, please. Yeah, Kim. My sister recently bought Glow 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 toenail polish in the color red. Mm-hmm. I'm scared. When she got the package delivered and opened the box, the smell alone caused her skin to age rapidly. She is 19 and now she looks like she's 85. When I called the customer care service, they told me that there is a glotion that can help with that.
Oh no.
So she called for help and they offered her a product.
Another product.
You have to always upsell. That's the way business works.
But I knew better not to buy anything else. Instead, I bought some booty booty pop juice and slapped my sister in the face and started throwing the booty booty pop juice at her, and it cured her skin. She now has glowing skin, all thanks to our fighter and survivor, Queen Chloe. P.S. Kim, sleep with one eye open.
Sometimes I do unintentionally if the dentist visit didn't go the way.
I will say, you no need to slap your sister for what? This yeah. to work.
I kind of love it, though.
Yeah. The imagery is kind of funny, but honey, it's all about rubbing in. You could just rub it in. No need to slap. No need to slap. It's like,
no, they're not
sister,
saying.
Sister, I'll say you.
Eternal Witch did not say that they put the booty booty pop juice on their hand and then they just slapped their sister. They bought some of the booty
no,
booty pop juice.
No, I think that they put,
and
I
then
think
they
poured,
slapped their sister.
No, they said,
part of the instructions.
They said that they smeared, I think that he smeared some on the hand.
That is not what they said.
It.
Yeah.
They literally just well. Bought some and then went and slapped their sister. They did says, not say that they put
and
some.
Started
on
throwing the booty booty pop juice at her and it cured her. I think that they slapped their sister in the face just to say like, hey, wake up, wake up.
I don't.
And then.
When
and then
was the sister ever unconscious?
Sister.
I think.
I don't know. They're
what?
Eternal witch.
Do you
Maybe
know
they
what
do
this
that.
Is? This, you know, I'm not the one on trial here. This is a case of Eternal Witch 28 committing elder abuse.
Okay. They look like an 85-year-old dumbass. They're 19.
And you think it's okay to slap an 85-year-old and then throw product?
They're not 85. They're 19.
That's not what
outsider,
it will look like.
It might look like elder abuse.
So, first of all, once again, I'm glad you found a cure. But yeah, and if you put the stuff on your hand and then slapped her with it, that's one thing, but you don't need to slap your 19-year-old sister.
That's
but,
like me saying, I went to the grocery store, bought a watermelon, I slapped my sister, and like what? How are those two? Why? Why
well,
did you slap my sister?
If you
sister?
Did something like that, it would it really important. Be that surprising?
I think it was important for the story, not only for our entertainment, but
yeah, maybe I read it wrong, or
I don't think
something.
So.
No, I think you read it correctly.
No, maybe I read it wrong.
No,
but anyway, Eternal Witch, I'm glad that you were able to help your sister,
and all you
matters.
Had to do was get the glotion.
No.
Like those wrinkles are
Who
temporarily. Sometimes
have
you
done.
Haven't you ever heard of the term where you have to stretch things out before you can tighten it?
No.
No.
Yeah.
No.
That's so watermelon.
The watermelon.
Watermelon.
Welcome to segment two, That's So Watermelon, where we're given five random topics. And we decide if each thing is so watermelon or so not watermelon.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't take a breath. I'm just taking a breath.
Bitch, we literally said nothing.
You both said something just now.
You're such a gaslighter.
First topic, living happily ever after. So watermelon or so not watermelon?
So not watermelon. There's no such thing as a happy ending, kids.
Wow.
Next. A little better.
Next.
Chloe, you got to give people a little bit of like hope.
I'll tell you what. There is no such thing as happily ever after unless you are a fighter and survivor, honey.
Oh my God.
There is no other way to
then
be
Then are you
happy.
Really happy if
happiness?
You're constantly
I thought
fighting and survival?
You
surviving.
Were happy then.
Happiness?
You are the...
I
yeah.
am every day.
Well, so you're not.
Happiness comes from within, but there's no ever after. Happiness is real, but ever after, no.
Why is
no.
what's
you
wrong
gotta
with
make
the
you gotta
after?
Make that ever after because it's lies. and I don't want to give a lie to these kids. Listen,
so you can read
the book and say, and they live happily ever after. But honey, just know Cinderella has just as many problems as she did before when she gets back into that ball.
Do
you know
books
what I mean?
Actually say at the end, and then they lived happily ever, or is that just something?
Yeah, in kids' books.
It's in like all the books.
But yeah, like, you know, like that is
you
like.
Seem, so you have no problem with someone living happy. What if they live happy until they die? Wouldn't that be ever after?
Because life has ups and downs, right?
Yeah.
You can find happiness in those downs, mm-hmm. but it's not going to be ever after. There's just
what? Oh
no.
My God.
I mean, when they say after, what are they mean?
I prefer, or? And they lived happily, because happily.
No,
can be,
I think ever after just means like literally after whatever event just happened.
All I'm saying is that it's so not watermelon.
I think it's watermelon.
Yeah, I think it's.
Are we
watermelon.
Talking about like after marriage?
I think.
Maybe?
I mean, yeah, like
whatever.
It's an event happens, and then ever after, like after that, they're always happy.
Yeah, and that is
things happen.
That is BS.
Well, say Chloe that you were a fighter and survivor for something, mm-hmm. some huge event,
which I am.
And then after you're happy, that means you're living happily ever after. Or are you just constantly fighting and surviving?
And they were happy after what they did. I can do that, but ever after, absolutely not.
So you just don't like the phrasing ever after, but you're fine.
I don't like, because it gets this idea that they will be happy forever and ever and ever after they accomplish one goal, when that's not what happens.
You
get a goal and you feel empty. You feel empty inside because your goals, because once you make it to the top, you realize, where do I go? Where do I go?
Chloe, let's take a deep breath.
But I'm a fighter and survivor.
Okay.
And
all right, let's move on to the
it's
next
so not
topic.
Watermelon.
Chloe, take it. Yeah, there we go. No, not into the mic. Just stop it. Why
Don't
are you
make
blowing
out
a
with
kiss?
The microphone?
Live happily ever after. Bullshit.
This is kind of uncomfortable.
Next topic.
It is uncomfortable when you realize that there is no ever after.
There is an ever. Oh my! Anything
we can
after
move on.
Something is
we can
ever.
Move on. We all agree it's so not watermelon because it's so not
no,
real.
That is not what
I
we all agree.
Watermelon.
You're literally
I love
the only
it.
One.
I love it.
Next topic: voiceovers from movies and ads. So watermelon or so not watermelon?
It depends if the voice is annoying or not.
If they do it
I
well,
think I do really good voiceovers.
No,
no.
What?
It all depends. Like there's certain commercials and ads that are just super annoying and repetitive, and for the people who are just talking, like if you have a very soothing voice, like I can listen to that all day. Like yes, that is all state stand. You
I
are
think I'd be able to do it. Like for example, live sports.
No, I think anybody who listens to this podcast knows that the last thing you should be doing, honey, is voiceover. Okay. Leave that to the people who voice us to do the voiceover work.
I think I would do a really good job and somebody would want to hear my voice on repeat over and over.
No.
Back to back.
They would love to hear my voice.
We know why. No.
We'll get you there.
Coming to theater soon.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. I would never step foot in a theater
this
again.
This Friday. Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
You know how many you would, you know, they were worried about the collapse of movie theaters. That's the start of it.
You know, back in the day when they had trailers that had like a narrator in every single one of them. Now it's kind of rare because they kind of let it speak for itself. But like if Courtney was doing those back in the day, they'd be like,
and you'll never know what happened to them next.
The tickets.
Mission Impossible.
Oh, God. No. So
don't waste another moment.
It's so one
ticket.
Stop, please.
Again.
I want to leave the theater now. I like a good narrator if it's done right. But if it's not done right, just don't.
Like
do it.
A good neighbor, Burger King is there.
Exhibit A on why.
What?
You shouldn't do
that
it.
That was so wrong.
What do you mean?
Here's the thing.
Like
if anybody's going to be a narrator,
Burger King is there.
Like, if anyone's going to be a narrator for movies and ads, it's going to be me.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, no. Garnier.
In a world.
See, I could do it.
Did you just burp?
No.
Then
Chloe,
how'd your
how do
voice...
you do the...
I didn't do anything. I'm just talking in a narrating. Like, that's how you do it.
In a Don't world ever... where okay. robots take over the nation.
Okay.
See?
Chloe, that's
it.
Kind of scary.
No.
That's not kind of scary. It is scary. Is that your Tony voice?
No.
The narrator voice.
Yes.
Have you been on Catfish?
No.
Anyways.
You'd be good at it.
We have, SimGM has a Catfish and I've never been on it.
Yeah, we have. But you, what you just did was the prime example of catfishing.
All I'm doing is a narrator voice. It's not that different from my actual voice. Like, calm down. So anyway, it's a watermelon if you can do it right.
Next topic, cruise ships. So watermelon or so not watermelon?
So watermelon if you take some Sim Dramamine before. So that you're
yeah,
not or busy
you need
on
it.
It
yeah.
Or how and, about you don't get on them at all? Like, just take your yacht out. Like, I don't get the point of getting on a ship that has, like, thousands
of people.
It's
about the experience.
Yeah, but maybe don't go on one where there's, you know,
I feel like there's
whales.
So many germs. Well, yeah.
If you're on a ship and you go out in the ocean, you're probably going to see
whales. You're
going to
see
cool.
whales.
Well, I think I like land.
Or just, like I said, just get your yacht and go out that way. Like, there's no reason. And be with the people you actually want to be with. And you can even get a yacht that has a pool and all of that. Like,
yeah,
I think this is
if
a
you
good
really want.
I think this is a good opportunity to bring up the no, no, no cruise that's
oh my
coming
goodness.
Out next year.
You're How doing, much? So everybody's going to get on the, in a box, and then they're going to be on a cruise.
There's going to be a no, no, no. Cruise edition box and you purchase it before you get on the cruise.
Wow.
So wait,
oh, you're
so,
doing
the,
a,
so you have
so
to bring your own box.
If, are they
going to
need
getting...
beverages? We got some. You know,
no,
all of that's included in the
so,
box.
So mm-hmm. are you getting in the box and then you're on a cruise or is are you getting on an actual boat?
Are
and
you
then
getting
you bring
in a box?
Giant box that looks like a cruise ship.
But you said everybody needs to bring one. Do they all complete
yeah,
the ship?
The package includes all the necessities you need when you get on the box cruise.
The wow. boat is a box.
Yes.
And then you have to bring your box.
Is it a ship shaped like a box?
Yes.
So it's going to sink.
And it's going to be invisible so no one knows where it is.
If
so
you can have a mansion, if you
there?
Could have a mansion in a box, I listen. I could believe you could have a ship.
It's pretty state of the art.
Wow.
So how do you get there?
It's coming.
If
in
it's
20,
invisible.
2026.
Wowzer! Honestly.
So be ready.
Did you but, just say wowzer?
Wowzer! Cool beans. How about I try new things? How come I can't do new things with
because you?
You're
sound trying
stupid.
New old things. Yeah.
Hmm.
But wowzer. Cruise ships are so watermelon.
They're so not watermelon.
Cool beans. I don't
Shut
think
up,
I'm going to do a cruise ship anytime soon. They're not for me. I get a little seasick. I don't like whales. I mean, they're beautiful when they're far away. So I'm going to say so not watermelon for me personally.
Yeah. So
I can
watermelon.
Do everything you can do on a ship besides look at water. I mean, I could do that too if I really wanted on land.
Yeah. Next topic, getting lost in a parking lot. So watermelon or so not watermelon?
Well, I'm always driven to places and they drop me and I just get out. So I've never
yeah.
had to look for my
but,
car.
Yeah. So
now,
in
Los Angeles, there is a lot of like crazy parking and all
yeah.
of that. I feel you. The traffic's insane. But, and you can easily lose your car, I'm sure, because for multiple reasons. But I've
yeah,
never experienced
but when they
that.
Say getting lost in a parking lot, are people just literally just getting lost in the parking lot? Or are they looking for their car as they get lost? Like, are you
point.
Just I'm walking on the parking lot and you're just like, I'm lost?
Yeah, how do I get out of the parking lot?
Or where's your car? Like, there's a different, you know.
You know what?
Or are you in your car and you're lost
and you're
in
lost
the
in the parking
lot?
Exactly. So, like... I don't experience that, so I can't relate, but it sounds so not a watermelon, clearly.
Yeah,
I had to fire my driver because he couldn't figure out how to get out of a parking garage once.
So that was a parking garage is different. You can easily... I was lost in a parking garage for 2 hours once.
I'm not surprised.
It's annoying.
And it turns out the exit was literally just on to the left. Like, all I had to do was turn from where my parking spot was. But you could so... It's so... It wasn't clear.
No, I mean, listen, there. It's hard to be clear in like a parking garage. But a parking lot... It's kind of big depending on where you are.
Yeah, you could kind of like see where an exit is if you like.
Yeah, you should be able to see it.
Yeah, so I mean, a parking lot is fine, but getting lost, obviously, it's so not a watermelon. Who wants that? Like, who wants that? It's clearly
and also you're stupid if you do get lost in a parking lot.
I think more of a parking garage.
Parking garage, I can accept. But getting lost in a lot where you can see the, like, you can see freedom, you can't in a garage.
Yeah, that's true.
But losing your car, I think we've all done that, except usually someone is there to drive me.
Last topic, coffee shop confusion. So watermelon or so not watermelon?
Well, it's so not watermelon.
Yeah.
And it's relatable. I think there was, back in the day, there was a song about being confused in a coffee shop. From Sim GM, Leah Mishim and Corey Monsim. And they wrote a song about being a new customer in a coffee shop and not knowing what to order because every coffee shop is so different.
Yeah,
and
it was called A Thousand Cups.
A Thousand Cups. And it was so relatable. I don't think you can find it anywhere.
I'm sure if you hunt for it, maybe you could find it somewhere.
It was an epic track.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was the most relatable and definitely the best on that album. But I think that it is so not watermelon, and it's very relatable because as a coffee goer, when you first go to like a little shop, you want to support a little coffee shop, but like their menu is completely different than what you're used to. And how do you know that matcha is as good as the one at, you know, Coffee Joe's or whatever?
Yeah.
Or some Starbucks is always the same, but
Roll of the dice when you go to a place you don't know.
Yeah, and coffee's always, like, no matter where you go these days, coffee's expensive unless you're just getting, like, a plain coffee from somewhere.
And who does that? Like, to me, that's kind of, like, disrespectful to just get a plain coffee.
Yeah.
Even if you put...
Yeah, you have to challenge the coffee makers.
And challenge yourself.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of just straight up black coffee. Like, I need a little bit of creamer, a little bit of milk. And it's sweet. But some people just like it dark. And I'm like, I like coffee, but I don't like bitter, super bitter coffee like that.
I like a lot of dark things, but not for my coffee.
Same.
I like a little cream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You like a lot of cream.
Yeah.
What's really annoying is that after you know, if you like know a place and then the person in front of you is just like, what's this? What's that? It's like, can you like move and wait for everybody else to go?
Oh my God,
first?
You're so rude. That's what A Thousand Cups was about.
I know.
It was about
like,
people like you trying to rush them.
When you're the other person not questioning what you want.
But you were once that person.
Never. Yes. I always asked a friend and I knew what to get before I got there.
That's why we send our assistants to get our coffee.
Yeah. And that's another reason. Like, we're professionals. That's
all coffee
being
shops.
Respectful to the coffee shop owner.
All coffee shops. No, you're just being rude. All coffee shop places need to have their menu online. That is the easiest way so I can take a look then and there instead of going up there and being like, what's the double chocolate?
Then some just have these like quirky stupid names, like just say what it is. Just say what it is. I don't want to walk into a coffee shop, not that I'm going to do that, I'm sending my assistant, but say I walked into a coffee shop and they're like, oh, would you like the mongoose walnut reindeer? And I'm like, what?
Yeah,
they're just like, it's coffee with two creams. Okay, well, just say that.
is the name why this one cup of coffee is $8, which isn't expensive, but for some people.
And that would be a small too.
Exactly. Yeah. So yeah, coffee shop confusion is so not watermelon.
It's
and
so
it is
not
and
watermelon.
It is a real problem. It is a real problem.
It is an epidemic.
Mm-hmm.
Who's
the
smartest?
Me.
Me. All right, now it's time for segment three. Who's the smartest? We're given random riddles and one random word we don't know, and we try to guess what they mean. Whoever guesses the closest is the smartest. First riddle. The more you take, the more you leave behind. What am I?
The more you take, the more you leave behind. Salt? Or like something like where you're like digging up some like sand and then it like leaves your hand, like something like I'm picturing like something that can like you can grasp, but then it
or
like
it's like
falls
something
out.
that trails, like you take it and then it trails behind you somehow.
The more you take, the more you leave behind.
Like, what if it's something you do grab, but then it breaks into little pieces or something?
It could be a lot of things.
Something you eat.
What if it's something like philosophic, where it's just like, it's like talking about something metaphor, like it's not an actual thing, physical thing.
Like if you take in knowledge, then you can
leave it behind.
I don't know.
Like studying for a test
you
and then it leaves as soon as you take
it. Knowledge but leave it behind for your generations.
Maybe.
Yeah, possible. But I was thinking of something like physical as well. Like you get some gas and you're letting the gas out and you're releasing that bad stuff for the environment. You're
like when you fart? Behind.
No, like when you get gas at the gas station.
Are we talking about the Pass Gas app?
Well, no, that's a fantastic app though. Where you take gas and then like you release the things that's out of cars that everybody talks about that's really bad for the environment.
Where it's like thinning out the glass house.
Yeah. The ozone.
The glass house ozone. Yeah.
Yes. The global warming. Yeah, the thing that releases from cars.
Oxygen.
Yeah, so I think it's something physical. So
I'll just say knowledge because
that's
I have
not
no
bad
idea.
Either. Your carbon footprint is getting bigger and bigger the more you take with gas.
It almost sounds like quicksand. Maybe the more you take.
Well,
of it.
I had said sand at the beginning, but
you said salt.
I said
too.
Salt, or I said sand. But
well, they'll figure out the points.
Hey, let's figure it out because we don't know.
So the answer to the riddle is footsteps.
Oh, wow.
Well, that
didn't I say carbon footprint?
No. You said
you did
salt.
Say that, but that has nothing to do with actual.
Yeah, that's a carbon footprint.
I said footprint.
The more you take that.
The audience is that no.
How clever.
That is very clever. And we didn't think about it. That is a good one. And you guys can decide if I get that.
That works if you're in the snow or mud.
Or sand.
Yeah,
or salt.
But if you're just walking on cement, you're not really leaving.
Or a crime scene. Because it always somehow leads to footprints at a crime scene.
Okay, next riddle. I have keys, but no locks. I have space, but no room. You can enter, but you can't go inside. What am I?
I have keys, but no locks.
I have keys, but no locks. I have space, but no room.
Okay, but if you can, so you can enter it, but you can't go inside. So it's something that you can enter. No, you can't. You can enter, but you can't go in. What?
So you can enter it.
I know. It's a computer.
Like a
it's a computer.
Oh, I have keys.
Oh, you're
a key, like
right.
A keyboard.
I have keys, but no
it's
lock.
It's a keyboard. You can. You
it has
have
cap locks, so it does have locks.
You can enter. There's keys. It does have a cap lock, so they are wrong about that. And
if
it has a num lock,
if that's
too.
That's what it is.
It has a num lock as well. But yeah, there's keys, there's a space, and enter. Yeah, it's a keyboard or a computer. I'm pretty sure it's like a keyboard.
Yeah, I was thinking it was a piano just because of the keys.
But there's no space.
I was thinking of, I was focusing more in on like what they were referring to in it. So I didn't really have a guess at the time. I was thinking more like, are they talking about actually physically putting a key in something? But
yeah, that's what I thought at first. Right. But then I
it
saw
could
the
be
word.
A computer, though.
I'm pretty, yeah, it's like, it's got to be like a keyboard.
If it's
or
not.
Or a computer.
Or a computer, yeah.
So we all agree on that. But if Kim's right, she gets 2 points.
Okay, the answer is a keyboard.
Yes. Okay, so I oh my god. Keyboard. Like when you really put your brain to it, you can like accomplish the thing you put your brain to.
Then why don't you when it's not a riddle?
I do. I have successful businesses.
Okay, forget I said anything. Good job, Cam.
Yeah,
thank you.
Get
you
in agreement with that. So you guys can figure out what that means.
Okay, now we have a word we have to figure out. The word is cattywampus, cattywampus.
It almost sounds like something that, like a spell we would cast.
It
cattywampus.
I don't know why to me it sounds like an animal that's like in the water. Because I'm thinking of like...
Like a cat slash walrus.
Yeah.
And an octopus.
Yeah. But I'm thinking of something that like some sort of... Like a sea urchin, or not a sea urchin, but something that can be in water. But it just sounds like an animal,
like
or
a bottom dweller kind of
a bottom dweller, or something that could just. I'm just picturing something really big.
I thought that was called a bottom feeder.
I don't know.
No, a dweller, because they're down at the a bottom feeder. Aren't those like barnacles
and plankton?
Yeah,
whatever.
I have no idea.
I'm picturing
they eat off the bottom of like.
I'm picturing
cruise
it being
ships.
A living thing, though, and that something that could swim. But it sounds like either like an animal or something that. But the pus at the end is really making me think like water.
It definitely does. I was gonna say it does sound like an animal, but it. Sorry, something went by. But it also sounds like something that has to do with like golf.
Mm.
Like a caddy.
Yeah.
Even though that's
spelled, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But maybe that's like the lower, like an intern for a caddy is like a cattywampus.
To me, it sounds like when something goes wrong.
Oh, he found herself in a cattywampus.
This is very cattywampus.
I'm like, stuck in this cattywampus.
It's gone crazy. Out of control.
Cuckoo.
It means in disarray or disorder.
Oh my god, that's actually what you guessed, Courtney.
Well, Courtney gets the point. Congratulations, bitch. Well, everybody, thank you so much for listening.
This was a really good segment, I've got to say.
Was it?
Yeah.
All right, thank you, everybody.
I think it went pretty well. Too.
Yeah, so do. Yeah, like, high five
to us. Well, according to the points, we all got something. Everybody's a winner, right?
Well.
No. We agreed on the second one. I don't get 2 points, but... Anyway, thank you. You guys can figure it out. Anyway, just talking to you guys, having a good time. Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening to the Cardassian podcast.
Yeah, thank you for listening.
Yeah,
if you're
real.
Listening and the fundraiser's still going, please go check it out.
Please,
we would
really
appreciate
or
it.
Or think about joining our memberships, maybe.
Yeah, joining memberships. You know, just, you know, have fun watching our videos, binging, like all of that, please.
Yeah, send out our videos to places, mm-hmm. clip them, put them on TikTok. And you know what? It's honestly a win-win because you can end up, there are some people who clip our videos and they get like 500,000 likes. And that's even like an exaggeration.
Yeah. So I hope that sweetens the pot.
Yeah. Sweetens the pot. And it just remember to just credit. That's all
yeah,
you have to do. That's all
it.
We care about. It's just credit. That's all. Anyway, we will see you all next month at the same time, same place, probably.
Around the same
you know
time.
Where to find
yeah.
us.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we're trying to keep this train going. So
yeah, we literally
choo
are.
Choo.
Yeah. So please, if you can, donate to the fundraiser so we can keep this production going. And if you love this podcast, please. All right. Thank you guys, everybody,
love
so
you
much. We love you. Thank you.
Thank you. Same. You're
bye.
Number one.
You are number
you
one.
You are
we'll
the
love you
best.
Forever if you donate.
Killing it.
You are the best of the best.
You're right. I have a friend in Simstralia, and I'm planning to get her a no box for her birthday.
I hope you get a color that you can enjoy for at least 5 months.
Why is that?
It does lock on.
Oh my God. Oh my God. That sounds like a, oh my gosh. Kim, next one comes from Kim Must Go Down.
On who?
Kim.
You keeping that?
Blooper. Okay, what does BBL stand for you? Biohazard?
No, big baby lizard. You know, something the whole family could get into.
First of all, science is already in makeup. Dumbass. It's chemistry. Get out of my sight after we finish this podcast and after the 100th. Yeah,
we still need to make
some money. You know what? Just stay there. You make me sick. You make me sick. All right, moving on. Can't believe you.
Let me stop. You make me sick. I don't want
you. Make me sick.
Stay there.
You make, but yes.
Topic one. Wait, first topic. That's wow. I say it back.
Topic one.
Just
yeah, in kids' books.
It's in like all the books.
That's why we need to ban these books. God. Anyway, and you
I think I'd
it.
Be able to do it. Like, for example, live sports.
Oh God.
Getting up. Next topic.
Getting up.
Shut up. I said getting. Oh, because I fucked up. Next topic, getting lost in a parking lot. So watermelon or so not watermelon?
You're not going to do cruise ships?
Oh, fuck. I skipped.
Yeah, you skipped cruise ships.
Oh, okay. Let me go back. Next topic, cruise ships. Shut up. In a box. And then they're going to be on a cruise.
Everyone has to bring their own no box. There's going to be a no box. No.
I don't know what it is.